plate a potential nugget.
And moving to a different topic, Paddy, I want to talk about a couple of instances from about 10 days back, right, where we saw really two great sporting events go down to the wire, right? The ICC World Cup and Wimbledon finals. And I want to sort of zoom in on Federer and Kane Williamson. Both of them ended up on the losing side, but both of them were extremely graceful in the way they dealt with defeat. And back to your experience, Paddy, you worked with multiple teams and sportsmen, and I'm sure you've had your share of looking at players dealing with failure. What do you see great players do in the way they deal with failure and the way they rise beyond that event?
You know, I think that those people, who, great players who deal with failure really well, is because they're... if I had to go to Kane Williamson, who I know pretty well, he is not attached to winning and losing. He doesn't attach his self-value. He doesn't attach a deep meaning to winning and losing. For Kane Williamson, it's about practicing as best possible, serving his team as best possible, leading as best possible, coming up, getting all his processes right. And if you get all your processes right and you conduct yourself in the correct manner in the execution of those processes, if that's what's really important and you believe in, which Kane definitely does believe in, that sets up with the best possible chance of winning. And I think that's why a team like New Zealand, who probably, they certainly didn't have as talented a team as the Indian team, who never made it to the finals. They probably weren't even more talented than the South African team or the Pakistan team. They weren't the best team there, but they were a team that where you had a leader who was able to get the best out of individuals because of their attachment to good process and their unattachment to whether they won or they lost. So it's that deeper wiring and that understanding, that maturity that Kane Williamson had that allowed him, when they lost the game, to be able to turn around and go, we gave it our all, we're very happy with what happened, and it's unfortunate that we lost. If there's a desperation to win, the New Zealand team wouldn't have got as far as they got. They wouldn't have got to the final because they would have succumbed to the pressure as a result of desperation and importance of winning early on in the tournament. And I think someone like a Roger Federer, he's won enough. He doesn't need to win, and he's not terrified of losing. He plays his best tennis, and he's secure enough within who he is as a person that he's able to deal with losses fairly comfortably. Because in our wisdom, and it's actually in our common sense, the reality is, as an athlete, you will lose, full stop. As a cricketer, you will drop a catch, full stop. You will get out when you don't want to get out as a batsman. As a bowler, you will get hit for 4 or 6 when you really don't want to get hit for 4 or 6. So that is an absolute guaranteed. So what is the point of getting upset when something that is absolutely guaranteed happens anyway? What's important is that you engage in the best possible processes to prevent that happening, or to set, even better, to set up for success. And it's the same in a business context. You will lose business deals that you really believed and you wanted to get. That happens. The only value when things go wrong is to look at, okay, so what are all the things that I did in the lead up to that, that I could learn from, and next time I could do better? And on the day of execution, whether it was Roger Federer in the tennis match, Kane Williamson, or the businessman who doesn't get the seal the business contract, what are the things that I can learn from that if I'm in that situation again next time, that I would do differently? And we accept the loss, number one, process the whatever emotion, extract the lesson, and then move on. Because what to do? What's happened has already happened. So that's that maturity that Federer had, that Williamson had, and the best athletes in the world who handle failure well, they have that mature and rounded approach to understanding that mistakes happen, deal with it, learn from them, improve, pick your head up, look forward, and move on.
This reminds me of a segment from my conversation with Matt Dixon. a well-accomplished triathlon coach in California. I asked him about how elite athletes think about success and failure, and he spoke about the systems versus outcomes orientation of these athletes. He also said something very interesting about the first 24 to 72 hours after a big failure.
And I think there's a phase or a series of phases that you go through. The first is to lean into the grieving of it. And so when an athlete has a bad race, the first thing that we avoid is immediate analysis, trying to find the solution or the reason for that failure within the first 48 hours, because it's impossible to think logically, think clearly, and objectively and analyze yourself and how you went into that race with a clear head when you have the pain that is there. So instead, we give, and we talk about this, the grieving process. We give you, for the athlete, 24 to 72 hours, depending on the size of the event or the impact that it's had on them, just to be, just to let it marinate. And then we go through and we do a really objective analysis. And I think this is really important, not just in failure, but also in success. Why did we succeed? And why did we fail? And when we think about that component, we look at, it really anchors on controllable and things that were out of your control. So did you do everything that was necessary that you were trained to do in order to be successful? And those are the areas that are actionable.
The insight around leaning into the grief and not debriefing too quickly is a critical one, I think. I guess it's critical for us to realize that we're all human and give ourselves some time to gather our emotions and our objectivity before we start doing a postmortem on what happened. For more on this, you might want to listen to Nugget 46.06 from Matt Dixon at playtopotential.com. You might also find the curated playlist Resilience in the website Relevant. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com or transitioninsight.com. Thank you.